you know how you plan to do a thing and then you get going doing the thing and everything seems like it's great and then you get distracted and you're like, wow, okay, so all that prep work to do a 2-minute thing and then I got distracted again? Let's talk about that because I got an idea. You are listening to ADHD Big Brother, the podcast for adults struggling with their ADHD and comorbid depression symptoms. Yeah. I'm your host, Russ Jones, author of Descending to the Top, believer that you can actually have a smile in your life despite this diagnosis. So let's make some sense out of this struggle. Let's learn some stuff. Let's laugh at some stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some stuff. How do you do? Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I picked up my coffee. I was going to take a sip. This is my audio version of sipping. That's lukewarm coffee. Thanks for checking out the show today. The show. I've got a band that's going to be playing. It's going to be a variety show. There's going to be a song and a dance number. We're going to be doing some skit bits. I'm literally just going to talk about distraction. So here we go. Let's kick this off with the mental health update. Ever since I was on the show Mental Health in Tech, a couple of dudes named Skulk had this thing that they would like to do where they talked about their mental health. And where were they at in the moment, at the moment? I thought that was such a brilliant idea, and I've been trying to do that. And it just feels kind of nice just to, here's where my head's at right now. Here's where my emotions are at right now. So my mental health update is that things are pretty good. I'm in the last couple of days at the previous job, and I'm just ready to be moving on. And I'm actually starting to feel more optimistic, I feel generally good. Super stoked about the support in the community and the chatter that's going on in there. I had a really great workshop over the weekend, and so that actually spawned the topic that I want to talk about today. So anyways, long story short, I feel pretty darn good right now. So I'm going to ride that wave. So the workshop, God, I had such a fun time doing that workshop. It was, for those of you that aren't familiar with it, I did a workshop over the weekend about how to get started doing shitty stuff. And it was so much fun. And so here's my favorite part of this was that when I went back and looked at the chat after the fact, I got to watch a group of ADHDers coming together to figure out why the slides weren't changing. And if anybody had access to me and Steven, thank you, Steven. My phone was on silent. So thanks for texting me and trying. And Stuart messaged me in the DMs of the community. So thank you, Stuart. But I didn't see that alert. But I got to see an entire group light up with problem solving. And that, to me, is the power of a goddamn community. I love it. And Luve probably finally popped up online like he was a co-host just to let me know that the slides weren't changing. So I had to dial it back like 4 slides, but it was, I had such a good time doing that. Anyway, I love that kind of stuff. It was so much fun. I really enjoy this ADHD community. We're like such a patient, understanding tribe of awesome people. It is a pure joy to be around a group of ADHDers. It's rad. So the workshop went great. It was super fun. And it was about how to get started doing shitty stuff. And I went back and as I was looking at the chat, Stuart had something that I actually wanted to talk about today. So I'm sorry I missed it in the chat, but here you go. We were talking about the ways to get started on a shitty task. And I have this visual that I use. It's this idea that it applies to me. So if it resonates, it resonates. But to the degree to which we're interested in a thing is the degree to which we will need ADHD tools to help us get started because we're interested brained people. So you think hyper-focus, we don't need any help getting started because we're automatically activated. We could just go. If it's a god-awful task that we have no interest in, then we need more tools. And because of situational variability, you know, the same task, it may be interesting one day, it might not be interesting another day. I might actually be in the mood to do this chore today, but yesterday I wasn't, or tomorrow I won't be. It's never even keeled. So if we're struggling to get started on a task, the idea here is that, you know, we keep throwing tools upon tools and strategies until we find our way to get started. In the workshop, it covered a number of different ways to get started and perspectives when dealing with shitty tasks. And Stuart had stated in the chat that, like, okay, what if I get started on a task, like with a 10-minute timer, and then 2 minutes goes by and I get distracted? I'm like, okay, that's a fantastic question. And it's one that I resonate with. And so I wanted to unpack it here from my own perspective. First of all, I would be high-fiving you for getting started on a shitty task. That's pretty phenomenal. I mean, any forward movement is better than no forward movement. So the win has already occurred. So it's like, yeah, celebrate. All right. But now what? Well, we want to be more productive. Okay, I get that. I kind of relate this to meditation because the process is about self-awareness and bringing the attention back to the object of focus. In meditation, it's how soon can I catch myself not focused on my breath? And then when I become self-aware, I can non-judgmentally, that's key, bring my attention back to the area of focus. And in that case, it would be the breath. So often with my kind of a brain, I would notice that I'm not focused. And then I would say something to myself like, what an idiot. You focus, you moron. You're doing it wrong. Or why can't you do the thing you're supposed to be doing right now? It's just a lot of negative stuff. So it's helpful to me to know that the wandering mind, that's normal. It's going to happen. It's supposed to happen. My brain is built for it to happen. It's not about an if thing. It's about a when. And if I can throw in with that, then there's a potential for me to be cool with myself in the moment. So let's say there's this task to go through a paperwork pile. And in the pile was a photo. And I decided, oh, I need to put that on the fridge. But I need a magnet. Okay, so I start looking for a magnet. And I open a drawer that's messy. And I kind of have a unique idea suddenly on how to organize. Wow, that's a novel, new, exciting idea. So I start organizing it. And then I become self-aware. Oh, shit. I'm going through paperwork, supposedly. So this is the moment of choice that I get, right? There's simply walking back to the paperwork pile to get back to work. They're saying, well, screw it. I'm doing this now. And then there's, God, what's wrong with me? Why do I keep doing this? I vote for the non-judgmental approach. That's just, you know, 10 years ago, I would have voted for the God, what's wrong with me approach. I tried to switch it up a little bit. You know, this is a different decade. And it's also a huge reason why timers are so recommended. And I'll tell you why. Because when we're in the pocket of time, everything's been determined for us. Like we said, 10 minutes, I'm going through the paperwork. So I got distracted. Then I became self-aware. Now I'm going back to the thing that I said I was going to do because I'm still inside that pocket of time. I've chosen what to do with my time. I'm saying it out loud. It's a bigger deal than maybe it sounds like. Like imagine if there's no predetermined timer, right? You just said, I'm going to organize the papers. So, and now I'm cleaning out a drawer. The drawer is interesting. The organizing the pile is not. And there's no way that going back to the organizing will happen because we're interest-wired brains. We're going to do the thing that is holding our interest because that's what feels right in the moment. That's what feels like it's supposed to be happening. And like, if we've only casually said, I'm working on the paperwork pile right now, but there's no time block for it. There's no concrete decision about it. It's just like, that's what I'm doing right now. So there's nothing really anchoring us to the task. It's like, nah, it was just an idea. And I started on the idea. But if we set it up inside the container of time and we find ourselves interested in something else, then there's a higher likelihood of success when we catch ourselves. Because in that moment of self-awareness, we have a specific thing to go back to that we've predetermined and we've structured for ourselves. And we go, oh, well, I have 8 more minutes left on this timer. I can go back to work on that thing for 8 minutes. It's not one of those things where it's like, hey, how come I get distracted after 2 minutes? Why can't I just do a thing? We're going to get distracted after 2 minutes, especially if we're unmedicated. Holy balls. Is it hard to focus on shitty stuff? It is really hard. So it's in my world, it's specificity of purpose and all kinds of being cool with myself. And so for me, it's that self-awareness that, okay, I am going to be distracted and I'm going to lose focus and I'm going to forget shit, and I'm going to have a dramatic internal reaction to a thing, and I'm going to catch myself at some point, hopefully sooner than later. And then my dedicated practice, the thing that I'm working on, is how soon can I catch myself and how quickly can I non-judgmentally bring myself back? It's an exercise. So let me give you a challenge. If you guys are up for this, it's a thing to try when you're about to start a shitty task. I'll make sure that I have my bullet journal with me and I have a pen and, you know, I'll do all the ADHD stuff, right? Specific about the task, easy point of entry, the timer, let's go. And I'll push start on the timer. And then the experiment is that anytime I get an idea or a thought about something to do, I write it down. And then I put my attention back on the task. It's almost as though the task is actually secondary to writing down the shit that I want to do, the other shit that's coming out of my brain. It's a very interesting exercise, and it can really give you a window into all the stuff that's lingering in the brain. And so that would be the challenge. Like, put a task in a container of time, and then every time you catch yourself distracted, write down the distraction. Everything, not just your to-dos, like every distraction. Got a reply to that email from Troy. Write it down. Oh, my credit card bill's due. Write it down. Why is my stomach making that sound? Write it down. Do I have ketchup? Write it down. It will most likely be this bizarre list of random crap. Great. Write it down. And then just remember, write it down and get back to your task. It's a great exercise in accepting distraction and non-judgmentally redirecting focus back on the task. The writing it down, it allows us to externalize it, get it out of our head, and now we have permission to forget about it because it's captured. We caught it in a little idea trap called a notebook. Do that. You like how bossy I am? Do it. Do it. You try this. You try this exercise right now. I would not recommend doing this for every work session. That would probably drive me insane. But what my practice is now, when I think about it, is the important stuff that I want to remember, I'll put that in my journal so that I can get back to my task. It's a good exercise in like trying to grab some insight into just how chaotic my brain is and the effort involved in redirecting back to the task. You know how if like you're online on your desktop and then one thought begets another thought, begets a search, begets an Amazon book lookup, begets, is it available on Audible? Begets, well, let's see if there's any shitty reviews. Begets, oh, that guy recommended a different book. It's like the recognizing that initial search and putting that search in the bullet journal, not in Google. So I challenge you to try that for a 20-minute timed work session as an experiment. And let me know how it goes. I hope that answered the question, Stuart. You probably forgot that you even asked it. But you know what? I needed to talk about it. Alrighty, guys. And if you are one of those people who knows all the things about your ADHD, like you still aren't moving your needle forward, you know, I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it. Then jump over to the ADHD Big Brother community. Experience literally the most supportive community, accountability, mastermind. It's the coolest people. And I'd say the funnest. I'm having a great time being of service to that community, giving support, getting support. It's unmatched. So if you want to join, do it before the end of April, because then you can use the coupon code. It's April 25, and then that will give you a discount. But it automatically goes away. It's just for April. So if you want to get in before it self-destructs. That way you get some savings. And the link to learn more is in the show notes. As always, guys, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, blah, 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 reach out. I'm here to help. If I could be of service, I will. And with that, have a great week. Talk to you later.